let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. A Penny for Your Thoughts, written by contemporary American poet Penny Johnson, is sure to delight any poetry lover. Penny's poetry has been published nationwide and worldwide, some of her poetry becoming song lyrics. This poetry collection explores a wide range of themes and seeks to provide inspiration and satisfaction while enhancing the natural splendor of the world. Penny is an international poet, a member and advisor to the International Society of Poets. She helped the society write the largest poem for peace, still in progress, sent it to the United Nations. She's a semifinalist in the North America Poetry Open and a semifinalist in the International Poetry Open, sponsored by Library of Poetry International. She's also a National Author Registry member. It's a pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, Penny Johnson, author of A Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny, great to have you back with us. How are you today?
Thank you. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm doing very well, thank you. Looking forward to Christmas.
Well, yes, it's that time of year, and it's so nice to have you back and talk about the book. I love A Penny for Your Thoughts, Penny Johnson's Legacy by Penny Johnson, our author of the program today. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Talk about the inspiration for putting this book together. Where did you come up with the idea for this specific collection that you have here?
Well, number one, I wrote my first poem when I was 10. Our school burned down. Ooh. And I lived one block away. I looked out the window, and if we had been there, all of us would have perished. So I wrote this poem. We got a second chance. Every day we should make something good out of our lives. And they put it in my hometown paper, Danville, Kentucky, home of Center College. And then I began to write poetry. I don't know why and how. Since I was 10, I've been writing poetry for 70 years. I write song lyrics. Some people want some new wedding veils. I write poetry when people are getting ready to retire. Maybe the boss wants to give them a poem. When the principal wants to give the children a poem when they're leaving and graduating. That's what I do with my poetry. And I think I would say this about my poetry. My husband gave me so much encouragement, and he was my strength. My mentor was Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking.
Oh, yes.
By the way, it's still in print. I think 50 million copies of
sold. It's amazing, yes.
And he told me, Mrs. Johnson, your writings are a blessing to the reader. Never stop. So I keep on writing.
Well, and you're doing such a wonderful job in touching people, not only in the United States, but worldwide as well. Penny's collection is A Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny Johnson, our guest on the program. What is the ultimate goal for a book like this, A Penny for Your Thoughts? When you put it together, what do you hope to accomplish with this book?
Inspiration. See, like this, I try to be an example. I know as a poet, and this is something you'd love to know this. All my family went to the University of Kentucky. I did not go. They came to my home, and they have given an award in my name at the University of Kentucky. Now, my maiden name is Carr, C-A-R-R, so it's the Doctor of Letters from London, England, Dr. Jane Carr Johnson Poetry Award. And with that goes $1,000 for the best poet in the English department each year at University of Kentucky. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, interesting. Yes, that certainly is.
I was shocked and surprised and loving it. Yes,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What a legacy. I love that. What an influence you're having on these young writers.
That's what they say. They said, you know, if you have an example and somebody to, look up to who made it, then they will, you know, try to go ahead and do their contribution. That's what it's all about. Contributing to the young people coming up, being an example, showing them, let me hear your poetry. Let me see what you have to say. And poetry is just part of my life. And would you like for me to read one poem that I love more than anything that I ever wrote?
Oh, please do. And how would you choose just one? I wouldn't even ask you to choose one. Maybe 100 that you really think are special.
You're so
but
nice.
But you've
well,
got one that you really like. Go ahead. Please do that.
Let me tell you what. We write about what we know about most. This is my husband, my sons. Willie, we are what we constantly do. You always do what you say you'll do. That's exactly why I love you. Buddy, what did you say? It made my heart swell. You said anything worth doing is worth doing well. Do I have a son? Yes, a wonderful one. Robbie, since first I bounced you on my knee, I knew exactly what you'd be, anything and everything the world allowed. You were born to make me proud. That's my poem about my family.
That is so well done, and no wonder that's up at the top of your list. If you're just joining us, Penny Johnson is our guest. Her book is A Penny for Your Thoughts. What are some of the influences for you as a writer? And I guess it probably depends on the day and what's happening. That was family that inspired that poem that you just read. What are some of the influences?
I think it has to do with the audience. If you have something to say to certain people, say like older people, middle-aged people, very young people, you see what they, you know, are interested in, and I put it in a poetry form. I say this, I think in poems. It's true, I think like that. So what I really do is try to be an example, show them, if you're a poet, if you have something to contribute, let me see if I can help you. And one man called me and said, I'm a poet, but he said, I'm afraid to, you know, to turn my poetry into anybody. I said, you know what? I bet your poetry's in a shoebox under your bed. Two reasons. One, you're afraid of rejection. One, you're afraid you'll be accepted. If you're rejected, it's going to hurt you. If you're accepted, they're going to ask a lot more of you, and you're afraid of that. He said, exactly. I said, well, try some. Call me back later. He said, I am publishing. Isn't that cool?
Well, see, you've inspired somebody else once again, touching another life, and they'll be touching people with their poetry. It's such a fascinating career that you've got going. A Penny for Your Thoughts. And I remember you said before that the poetry is a part of you. Do you ever remember you not being a poet?
I can only say that my first poem was when I was 10, and then I was the editor of my school paper when I was 17, and I was voted the most promising 17-year-old in the state of Kentucky when I was 17, writer, promising writer, right. And then I began to, you know, write features for magazines, and I studied with the Newspaper Institute of America, which is the New York Times, studied with Famous Writer School that was in Westport, Connecticut. That was 3 years, trying to find out, you know, what kind of writing did I want to do. People began to love my poetry, asked for my poetry, and this poetry book, one lady called and wanted 4 copies of it to give her children for their birthdays. I said, whoa, that's wonderful. So if I can reach people and they love my poetry and it builds them up and they love it, I say, why not? So I cannot help but be a poet. I'll also say this. I am a Christian counselor. I studied with Liberty University, but Light University is where I got my degree there. In other words, they said, you know, you sound like King David in the Bible, Psalms. Correct. If you read some Psalms, those are poems, then you can write a poem. It gives you some incentive, and that's how I do that. So I read some of these Psalms, and I say, well, somebody wants a poem, what shall I do? I write it, and then writing song lyrics at Hilltop Records, Hollywood, California, it was scary. They'd say, we need some song lyrics for you in about 10 days. I say, I do not have it. My husband said, you'll get it. I get up at 2:30 in the morning, get it, send it to them, and they would take it. Take my song lyrics, put music to it, and send it all across the country in DVDs and tapes. True story.
You know, and that's amazing. And an interesting part of that story is when poetry doesn't come to you, your vision, your ideas don't come to you necessarily between 9 and 5 every day. They come in the middle of the night sometimes, right?
Correct. That's right. Correct. And I get up and write it down, and I had what was called a brother computer. And all my poetry was in that, and then that went out of business. So what I do now is just put on a computer when people ask me for poems, so on and so forth. But it's a delight to write poetry, to help people. Now I'll say something that's kind of sad, but there's a lesson here. One of my poems is a love song, and there was a lady who had a husband who had Alzheimer's. And, you know, I shook his hand. She said, he doesn't know anything. I said, but, you know, you know him. I said, you know, you know him. He doesn't know things. So I wrote this song called A Love Song about, you don't know it, my husband, my dear, I love you still, always did and always will. Well, I put that in this book, and a gentleman read this book, and he said, my dad has been a mess. My mother died of Alzheimer's, and he had depression. So when he read that poem, he's come out of his depression. In other words, other people have had this besides him. I said, exactly. And I said, most of all, people blame themselves when a loved one has Alzheimer's. No. You just have to love them, do anything you can for them, and to know that you're not the only one that has the experience. So sometimes it's a shock to me that I can help people that I don't even know.
You know, it's interesting how poetry touches people on a whole different level, doesn't it? An emotional level that maybe, you know, just normal words don't get through, but put them in poetic fashion, and suddenly you've got a connection, it seems like.
I think so. And also, people are busy, and they might read the morning paper, but they don't read books. Very few people read books.
Yes.
So I put this poetry book in a small book because I don't want it big, thick. And the type of poetry that I write is lifts you up. So people are reading it and loving it. And I'm so thrilled to have this award from the University of Kentucky, the Jane Carr Johnson Poetry Award. And I could not believe this. And they knocked on my door and I said, why? They said, we've been doing research and you're the best poet we've ever seen. I said, whoa. And everybody in my family went to University of Kentucky but me. But, you know, I said, I was so proud of all of them. My husband was an electrical engineer. My other son is a lawyer. My other son is a manager at the Mercury University of Kentucky. And I helped them with their homework and all that kind of stuff. But then I studied other things, writing courses and stuff. And then when I got this award from the University of Kentucky, that was the most wonderful thing of all because I didn't go to the University of Kentucky. I helped all of them. And my granddaughter is a Phi Beta Kappa from the University of Kentucky. She's a speech therapist. So my poetry touches everybody. It touches your heart. That's why I do. I try to show you, you know, there's love around. There's good things around. There's some beauty around. That's why I'm a poet. That's why. Look for the good things in life. And we've had a horrible year. This pandemic has been scary and awful, but we're getting better. We've got this vaccine. Hopefully, poetry and other poets other than me can help you to feel better about yourself in 2021. It'll be a better year, a good year. Good things are coming. That's why I'm a poet, to build you up and make you happy. And I think I wrote this song, poetry is a song poets sing to beautify the whole world. That's what I wrote. And when I went to Washington, D.C. twice at the International Society of Poets Convention, it was lovely. I met poets from Africa, from Korea, from Canada, an American Indian reservation, lovely little girl.
Fantastic.
All different people, and it was marvelous. Two times. And we all think alike. We think in rhyme. It was lovely.
Well, you all had a common language, didn't you? A universal language.
Exactly. And so when you meet poets, you know each other. You know their poets. And one lady, she was darling. She was from Australia. She had on a blue velvet dress and real pretty black hair. I said, what is your poem about? She said, my poem is about beauty. Beauty could never die or change, but if it did, it would become more beautiful. Wasn't that super?
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
I was thrilled, yes. And one man was from Africa, and his poem was about a rose. If I should give you a rose, it would make you have a special day. I said, Bill, how can you know about a rose? You're from Africa. He said, Christian school. I saw roses. And so he made a poem about it. And it was just amazing to get to meet these people and know that they're people like me. And it was just marvelous. And so I continue to write poetry. When anybody asks me for a kind of poem, I can do it. I continue to write song lyrics. If they ask me, I can do it. And trying to help people feel better. That's what I do. And happy to do it.
Well, if you're going to read, I was just going to say, because you're talking about that, don't read the paper tonight. Pick up Penny's book and read that. You'll get something out of this that will motivate you and stimulate you and inspire you and keep you going rather than just turn the news off for a while and read Penny's book, which is available wherever books are sold. Penny, for your thoughts. Penny Johnson's Legacy, I'll send you to Amazon. That's the big place, Barnes & Noble, all of those. Go to our website. You'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon link and get information and order Penny's book. When you put a collection like this together, which really touches so many people, and again, worldwide, talk about what goes into completing a book like this. How do you know a collection? How do you know, okay, this goes, this doesn't go? How did you put this together?
I did it this way. As a human being, all people are alike. You know, we'll say everybody wants the same thing. We want to be well. We want to have a roof over our head. We want to eat. We want to have a job. We want to have friends. We want to have a good life. We want to be healthy. I might have repeated myself again. But human nature is the same in any country. I met some people from Germany. My poem is in Frankfurt, Germany, and my poetry book, and a guy called me about it and loved it. And I was amazed, and it's in London, England. It's in Paris, France. And I am from Kentucky, little tiny town, Danville, Kentucky, 10,000 people when I left it. There are 28,000 there now. And I'm thinking, this little tiny person, me, 5'3" tall, I'm reaching the world because there's this gift that I have to give you, trying to help you to see life in a better way. What we've been through this year has just been horrific. Now, in year 2021, I hope my poetry will help you feel better, be happier, learn something, teach it to somebody else, and hopefully cheer up. That's the idea. That's my poetry, to help you cheer up, because it's been a bad year for all of us. But year 2021, if you will read some of my poems, it might help you along. And I wrote the poem for the world, and because all human nature is the same everywhere, having met people from all over the world in D.C. twice, I was so thrilled that we were all alike, and we all wanted to contribute what we have to the world to make the world a better place. That's why we do it.
A Penny for Your Thoughts is Penny's book, Penny Johnson. What are you working on now? It sounds like you do poems like all the time. Are you working on another book?
I'm not writing. I'm not writing a book. What I do, like different people will ask me, I need a poem for an occasion, and I'll write it for them and give it to them, and they always like it. And like I said, if you're a principal and your children are graduating, write a poem for them. And I'll say this. When there was a man named Dennis Waitley, I'll just give you the first four lines of his poem. It said, you can have your own black stallion. You can win the gold medallion if you think you can. It's not the noble birth or the color of your skin. It's your attitude that helps you win. Isn't that nice? That works
yes.
with everything, doesn't it? Your attitude.
Boy, it certainly does.
My attitude, right? My attitude about poetry is, okay, what do you want me to write a poem about? Who is your audience? You know, what do you want me to say? And they always accept it every time. And so it's my joy. I love to do it. Been doing it all my life and will continue to do that as long as I can think.
You've touched so many people worldwide with the book, A Penny for Your Thoughts. What was it like writing that? Did you learn something as you were putting this collection together?
Yes. I learned it was a surprise that I could do it. I was surprised. I surprised myself. I said, you know, I'm going to continue to do this as long as I can. The book is about, let me see how many pages, 47 pages, something like that. And my husband was a great support, and he said, you know, just keep writing, and it'll come to you. And I just kept writing, and people just loved the book and asked for the book. And so I said, well, you know, having this gift, I think I have a gift. I want to give my gift to everybody who can receive it and have joy from it. And my husband was the good impetus to say, don't give up. I know that you can write this. And if they ask it for a certain time, you can get it there at a deadline. And I did it all the time. So I would say my songwriting lyrics and my writing poetry that you can read at your leisure at home, or you might want to read it to your grandmother who's blind. When my mother was blind, I read poetry to her. You might want to read it to people that are in nursing homes. You might want to read it to people who are ill in hospitals. And so it's just been everywhere. So I'm just saying, to me, it's a joy to write poetry. I think it is a gift to write poetry. And I think I couldn't live without writing poetry. How's that? I could not.
Well, and I think it shaped your life as well. As we're talking, I'm always amazed at poets. It appears you see things differently than we do. You've got three beautiful roses on the cover of your book. The book is A Penny for Your Thoughts by Penny Johnson, our guest on the program. We walk by flowers all the time, and you know, you look and flowers, those are nice. You see something different, don't you? I mean, you see the beauty, the story in everything you see.
Yeah, the three roses on the front of my book stand for my husband and my two sons. On the back is me and my curriculum vitae. So that's my whole life and my whole story. Those three roses are my husband and my sons.
It's, yes.
And me and what I've done.
Yeah, they got the front and the back cover, and that sums up the inside all of Penny's thoughts. It's just such a moving book, A Penny for Your Thoughts. We've got a minute or so left here in the program. Any final thoughts on your book? Because it's become an international bestseller. What are some of your thoughts on the book to just sort of tie things together here on the program?
I would just say I write poetry to beautify the whole world and also to help you up. And it's my joy. It's my gift to the world. And like I say, thank you so much for finding my book and finding me. And you're so nice. And I just feel so blessed to be on your program. And please get a copy of my book because it will cheer you up, and you can give it to your friends or you can give it to your grandmother, and you will learn from it and you will love it. Thank you so much.
You know, and the nice thing is you can read through it here in a couple of days and enjoy it, and then go back in a couple of weeks and enjoy it again and go back in another couple of weeks. It's timeless, isn't it? It's not something you read
it,
you put it away, and you'll never go back and refer to it again, especially as we're going through what we're going through. It's nice to go back and get a little shot of good, isn't it?
Thank you. And also, it's like this. If you read the paper or see the news, excuse me, it put you in a mood, read my book and it'll cheer you up, okay?
That's exactly.
Read my book and there'll be
yes.
something. Yeah, there'll be something there that will cheer you up and will help you along. And, I mean, of course, now I wrote for newspapers and all that. You had to write the news, but, oh, my goodness, if you see the news and if you read the paper, so sad and depressing. My poetry book will cheer you up and give you hope. That's why I wrote it. That's my last poem in there. Hope. We all have pain. We all have sorrow. Let's just get through the day and welcome tomorrow. And people love that poem because it's truism, right?
Well, it certainly is, and you can see why Penny is a international poet, international acclaim for her work. This book is A Penny for Your Thoughts. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get information on the book. Penny, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us again on the program. Look forward to having you back. It is always enlightening, and I always feel better after we get done talking. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate everything, and I feel so blessed. Thank you so much, and happy day to everyone. Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you.
You're welcome. Penny Johnson, author of A Penny for Your Thoughts. You'll find the book at Amazon. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.